I'm Aaron Schachter, and this is The World. What's an ecosystem worth? A swamp, a meadow, a bunch of trees? It can be hard to put a value on these kinds of places, and that's one reason so many of them have been bulldozed and turned into things that have more obvious economic value. But ask the residents of one small coastal community in the Philippines about the value of their mangrove trees, and they'll probably say they wouldn't trade them for anything. The community was spared some of the worst effects of Super Typhoon Haiyan, and its fate holds a lesson for coastal communities around the world. Reporter Michael Holtz has our story from the Philippines town of General MacArthur.
Yep, that General MacArthur. The town in eastern Samar Province is named after the American general who defeated the Japanese here in World War II. And now it has another memorable distinction. It largely survived the typhoon that just about leveled nearby Tacloban.
This is the public market. Market day is Sunday.
MacArthur native Maria Nita Cablao leads me into the town's public market, which sits on a small bay that opens up into the Pacific Ocean. Hundreds of buildings in the town were damaged by Haiyan's powerful winds, and many wooden huts were entirely destroyed. But downtown, there's no sign of the massive flooding that wreaked havoc elsewhere nearby. To explain why, Cablao points out two dots of land about a half mile out in the bay.
So are those the islands out there?
Yeah, the islands there. The mangrove area is there.
MacArthur residents say they owe a lot to that sprawling patch of mangrove trees. Mangroves form low-lying thickets that hug the shore of coastal areas in tropical regions around the world. They serve as natural barriers that help dissipate swelling storm surges. Mayor Jaime Tay says that protection, combined with a well-executed evacuation plan, meant not one person in MacArthur died in Typhoon Haiyan.
I would say we are lucky because we don't have casualties. Although we have some few injuries, but those are just superficial injuries.
The storm killed at least 64 people in the next town to the north and more than 5,000 across the Philippines. It's impossible to know how many of those deaths could have been avoided if other places here still had the same protective barriers. Rough estimates show more than 70% of the country's original mangrove forest were destroyed between 1918 and 1994. But at least some of the mangroves near MacArthur were spared.
Here, here, and here. The storm surge also hits here.
In his office in Manila, University of the Philippines professor Rene Rolon clicks his mouse over a satellite image of MacArthur and the surrounding islands. Rolon has studied mangroves for more than 20 years. He says MacArthur residents are right to thank their humble trees.
That's a huge amount of mangroves. It dissipates a lot of energy. Actually, it's protecting the town.
In fact, many experts consider mangroves one of the best defenses against coastal flooding. That's why MacArthur officials have designated their mangrove areas a local preservation site. Many other coastal communities in the Philippines and elsewhere are now trying to replant mangroves from scratch. But for now, MacArthur serves as a rare reminder of the value of natural systems as the Philippines struggles to regain much of what the country lost to Haiyan. With its healthy mangrove buffers, that struggle will be far less challenging in MacArthur, where volunteers unload bags of rice, canned meats, and instant noodles into a storage room while a group of children plays nearby. Food remains scarce, the power is still out, and it may take 4 to 6 months to repair all that was damaged. But Mayor Tay says he's optimistic.
Generally, people are calm because as far as the MacArthur people are concerned, we are all safe.
For The World, I'm Michael Holtz, General MacArthur, the Philippines.